Much of Ilvis's comic appeal lies in the way they treat everyday, even banal themes with deadpan gravity. They wrote a song about animal noises, asking, "What does the fox say?" and parodying European electronic pop because they wanted to make a very good production about something very stupid, Vegard explains. It is an irresistible earworm, topping the charts in Norway and reaching number 6 on the Billboard chart in America. The video has been watched nearly 1 billion times online. Jan Egelen, a rock track with thundering electric guitars and falsetto vocals, pays tribute to a Norwegian diplomat involved in the Oslo Accords. The country-inflected Massachusetts is a tongue-in-cheek ode to America's 15th most populous state. It angered some Bay Staters by suggesting that they were homophobic. Russian Government Process, in the style of a traditional folk song, pokes fun at the country's opaque bureaucracy. As the music increases in tempo, the list of instructions becomes harder to understand. Bard says the pair have an appetite for all sorts of genres. They have also written lampoons of sultry R&B, The Cabin, misogynistic hip-hop, Work It, and dubstep, Someone Like Me. Besides their sheer range, what sets Ilvis apart from other comedy groups is the catchiness of the melodies and the brothers' versatile and prodigious talents. You will try, and fail, to hit their high notes in the shower. In these dull, repetitive days, their work is a heartening reminder that even anodyne things can be a source of inspiration.